Receiving some 850 superiors general in the Vatican, the Pope reflected on a series of topics, including the question of the abuse of religious women, women's diaconate, the role of women in the church, and the possibility of an apostolic trip to South Sudan. But first, he thanked the religious for their courageous choice to evolve in sync with an evolving world, pointing out that their new path is full of risks. But he said it's even more risky to be afraid and not grow.
Per crescere è rischioso, ma più rischioso è spaventarsi e non crescere.
Regarding the question of clerical abuse, Pope Francis noted that it cannot be resolved overnight, but he pointed to the fact that a process has begun to tackle this problem, of which he said we are becoming aware with such shame, but blessed shame. Pope Francis added that the abuse of nuns must be fought. It's a problem I am aware of, he said, and it's a serious one. And he went on to mention the abuse of power and the abuse of conscience to which religious can be particularly subjected to. He affirmed that religious must not become the servants of a cleric. They must carry out their mission, he said, in the dimension of service, not in that of servitude. And regarding the role of women in the church, he said it's wrong to think that the commitment of the sisters in the church is only functional. The church is feminine, he pointed out, and took pains to underscore that this is not a mere image, but reality.
La Chiesa è donna. E qualcuno dice sì, ma questo è un'immagine. No, è la realtà.
Recalling the fact that in the Bible, the church is female, she is Jesus's bride, he said that in the field of theology of woman, we must move forward. And confirming his closeness and appreciation for women missionaries who serve the people in countries of great need like the Central African Republic and South Sudan, the Pope said it is his desire to visit the world's newest nation. It's not a promise, he said, but a possibility that perhaps will come true on the occasion of the apostolic journey to Mozambique, Madagascar and Mauritius. I want to go, he said.
Io vorrei andarci.
I carry South Sudan in my heart. I'm Linda Bordoni.